You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Quick shout out to one of our listeners, Rob Davis, who sent me this killer hat from Bravo Company USA, where they sell a ton of goodies for Patriots. Check out Bravo Company USA for more info. Rob Davis, you rock. Thank you so much for being such a big fan and support for this program. Keep at it, buddy. Our society has become increasingly used to invasive technology in our homes, with devices such as Alexa, Google Home, and even our smartphones. But are we really ready for a smart city that controls every aspect of our lives? Would there be any privacy left? David Serpa is a United States Marine Corps combat veteran, a businessman, and author of Common Sense for California, A Guide to the New Revolution. He's running for Congress in Riverside County, California. I'm Tina Griffin. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Counterculture Mom Show. We are setting the stage for why smart cities is anything but smart with David Serpa, congressional candidate. David, how are you doing from California today, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful, my friend. I appreciate you having me on the show, Tina Griffin.
Yes. Hey, David Serpa. We talked for a good, I think, 15, 20 minutes before we started taping. I'm like, shoot, we should have had all that for America to get, but we're going to be talking about this. How in the world did you go from, I think you said entertainment for 5 years, dissect that a little bit, to now running for Congress, helping combat the globalists here on American soil? I mean, man, do you sleep at night? That's my first question.
No, I kind of have an internal engine that's just always going, and it's very hard for me to sleep. That's part of being bipolar is regulating your sleep. Let's just start there.
Oh my gosh.
So the thing is like, I have an engine. It just goes and goes and goes. And, I'm on the spectrum, and my brain is just always working. And so I literally, there are times when I'm really working on a project where I'm going 18, 20 hours a day, and I have to remind myself to use the bathroom or to eat, or, you know, and I'm like, why do I feel weird? I'm like, well, I haven't been drinking water all day. I've just been caffeinating.
I hear what you're saying. My daughter just made this cute little thing to remind myself of her throughout the school day. So I put that on my water bottle, but it's still 95% full. What's wrong with us? I do the same thing. I skip a meal or two or three, and then I'm wondering why I'm collapsing at midnight at my desk. We're trying to save America, but we're killing ourselves, David.
No, absolutely. But I think that, you know, a big part of the reason why I've had the journey that I've had is, you know, I really, my voice has always been important to me. You know, the things that we say are important to us. And, you know, I wanted to work in film and television and act and whatnot, but I didn't want to say other people's words. So I did a lot of writing and directing for stage, some writing and directing for film. Only one movie. It wasn't good. Otherwise, you would have heard of it. And, had a lot of fun. But ultimately, my sister served in Iraq, and she went to combat. And I went to a Memorial Day celebration with her. And I was the only person my age or older that was not in uniform. And I just felt a little bit weird about myself. And I felt like I have this capable body and this capable mind. And, you know, I was repeating a lot of the narratives that were our talking points at the time about, hey, you know, the message from our troops is, you know, let us win. And, you know, and we're 10 years into the war at that point. And I wasn't particularly wanting to go to combat, but it's something that I felt like I should do.
Wow.
My convictions led me there.
Wow.
And so I ultimately served as a machine gunner. I went to Afghanistan in the Helmand River Valley, and I shot at human beings that I ultimately would have had more in common with than the derelicts and cowards and hypocrites that sent me there to go shoot at them in the first place. And so I got out, I got into business. I tried to put a lot of that stuff aside and just focus on making money, right? You're manic, you're up all night, you know, you might as well focus on something. And so I started making $500,000-$600,000 a year. I had, you know, 100% of my team making over $100,000 a year, but mentally and spiritually, I was crumbling.
Mm.
You know, everybody will applaud you from the sidelines while your life is falling apart. And that's what I was doing. I was crumbling. And ultimately, I cheated on my wife. I went through a divorce. I checked myself into the VA mental facility in Loma Linda, and I fell apart, you know, but part of that post-traumatic stress journey for me is turning the page on that narrative into post-traumatic growth. Okay, we understand that we've been traumatized. We've understand this is the way that society is structured. Now, what are we going to do about it? Now that we are aware of the problem and we are designed to fight it, we know who we are in the trenches, what are we going to do to combat this system? And ultimately, you know, that led me to create a lot of music during my healing and have a lot of fun. I grew out my beard. I grew out my hair. I just embraced the whole, you know, stepping away from society kind of thing. But it led me back. And I created a real estate school or a real estate curriculum for high school students and adults, translated it live into Spanish, taught that during COVID, created a book that I wrote called The Common Sense for California, A Guide to the New Revolution, which I wrote during COVID-19, and not with the intention of running for office. And ultimately, I felt like I needed to run. And that's where we're at now.
You have such a fantastic mission. And anyone listening that thinks there's some kind of excuse or reason to not be in the game and off the bench, you just rattled off what typically happens in 10 different people's lives in your one life. Thank you, first and foremost, for being raw and real. That has been what God told me to do this entire year, be raw and real. I feel like every week, a certain series, I'm doing a live counseling session that America is watching. But you were so raw and real with what you just shared. So thank you for that. I want to let people know that you are the real deal and you are reaching people as cheaply as possible with grassroots movement of volunteers through door knocking, holding and attending events, and spreading national awareness through mainstream and non-corrupt media. So thank you for doing that. We're talking about smart cities today, and I just want to tell you right off the bat with just our preface chat before we started recording, I would vote for you in a heartbeat. You are the real deal. And I know that I met you somewhere before, and it wasn't in some dream or some video footage that I saw somewhere or some previous Hollywood years. What you claim is not a good movie. I highly doubt it, but we met somewhere before. Is there a difference between a smart city and a 15-minute city?
There is. There are several different ways in which these are structured. So there is the smart city, which is funded and founded by the World Economic Forum. And their main focus is the tracking and the management of people. And then you have the 15-minute cities, which are the organization that backs them is C40. And their goal is to work with, you know, they work with 100 mayors worldwide and a lot of the major cities throughout the world. And their goal is to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030. And then the third type of project that a lot of people aren't even really tracking on right now is the Blue Zone Project. And they're funded by a various different group of organizations, but they're very active, but it's a lot of the same curriculum, a lot of the same narrative. But the goal for them is they want people to live to be 100 years old. So a lot of these things in three different packages, but they're all the same idea, which is to bring big capital to create permanent private public partnerships in which they are laundering our money, limiting our mobility, and ultimately creating serfs out of the American people.
Oh my word. Okay. So I just was jotting down chicken scratch here about 10 different questions. Why do they want to track and trace us? You mentioned that.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons. I mean, just look at, you know, what happened to the J6ers. And that's just something that they've made an example out of them. But when a group of people are scared to move because they know that they're being surveyed, they are less likely to move. And that's how you conquer people. You divide them by saying, okay, these are these extremists, the January 6ers. These are the extremists. They're the Black Panther Party. These are the extremists. They're the Occupy Wall Street, the MAGA movement, the Tea Party Patriots. They're the extremists. And so we them, okay? We create an other, right? So we divide, we conquer, and there's more than one way to conquer a country. You can do it militarily or you can do it monetarily, and they're doing it through both, honestly. Divide, conquer, and colonize. And this is sort of that last step in the colonization process in which they get an opportunity to make sure that we will own nothing and be happy. We're already on our way.
Yes.
You don't own your business. You don't own your home. You don't own the land that that home sits on.
Correct.
And if you want to debate me on that, you know, pay your home off and see whether or not you don't have payments anymore. Still going to have insurance, still going to have taxes.
Yeah, you're so right on. It's massive, massive control. The first thought in my brain with what you just said with the COVID chaos, so many people died. Hundreds of thousands of people died that were never reported, reported inaccurately, and honestly, not just died because of what they caused to have happen on American soil, but were killed Hitler style in hospitals around this country. Do you think they did that as the first wave of depopulating our country? I'll keep it, I think it's the planet, but I'll just focus on America for right now. Do you think they wanted to depopulate our planet to get rid of the people that are sicker, weaker immune systems, to keep the stronger for control population in these smart cities? Like, weed them out.
So, you know what's wild about it is you don't even have to go straight to Nazi Germany and death camps to understand the narrative and understand what's happening right now. And just talk to some nurses. And just talk to some doctors and people that were actually in the trenches. And a lot of people left nursing permanently during COVID-19.
Yep.
A lot of people saw things that were, because everything in this country, in order for a doctor, a hospital to get paid, and we could get into this, is coding. And coding makes sure that you get paid and who you get paid by and how much. And so in order for them to say, oh, well, let's attribute this death to COVID, it made sure that they got paid,
yes,
made sure how much they got paid, and it guaranteed that the federal government, i.e. us, the taxpayers, were paying them.
Absolutely. And everybody out there, if you haven't seen AJ DePriest, Todd Callender, some of our episodes from 2 years ago, 2022, in July and June, June and July of 2022, check those episodes out at counterculturemom.com to go into detail of what David is talking about right now. You're absolutely spot on. More with David and what he's up to and exposing on the topic of smart cities right after this.
Jay's case is a pack of five antibiotics. We put these antibiotics together very purposefully. They were curated in a way that covers the most common as well as the most deadly bacterial infections that you might encounter. In addition, it includes a guidebook to the safe use of the medications that is written in a way that's accessible for most people to be able to look up what their symptoms are and what the proper medication is to take. The idea behind the Jace case is to allow everyone to be better prepared medically, to be empowered to care for themselves.
Since the pandemic began, our healthcare industry has had to transform. From receiving medication to physician visits, everything changed. Jace Medical is dedicated to providing proper access to medications before you need them. This protects against issues during travel or disruptions with supply chains, natural disasters, and other emergency situations that have proven to overwhelm our healthcare system. Secure your own supply of medication with ease and peace of mind.
Use code TINA for a discount at jacemedical.com.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
David, smart cities, which I believe are anything but smart, with everything you just already dissected with the smart city difference and a 15-minute city, all about population control, really. Why are these companies wanting to build these cities? In fact, who are the main companies and why are they wanting to build these cities?
So interesting, and it is smart. This is designed. This is intentional. It is a way to hoard and manipulate people into certain areas. But we have to fight back because it's not the design that was meant for America.
Yes.
So ultimately, there are funders of C40, and there are, you know, major funders, and there are funders. First off, the taxpayers fund a lot of this stuff.
Horrific.
Directly, you know, we fund a lot of this stuff.
Horrific.
IKEA is a major funder. you're trying to squeeze a lot of people into a small area. IKEA is the firm where you're buying a lot of this furniture, which is interesting. If you look up IKEA, they're the largest nonprofit in the world.
Oh, they're not even my a for-profit
company.
Gosh. Did
they
not know
nonprofit.
That.
They even have a statement and everything. And then there's the Hewlett Foundation. And the Hewlett Foundation, if you know anything about them, they fund a number of lobbying groups that are anti-Trump groups. They also fund statist policies, such as carbon taxes, government subsidies for wind and solar, which are inefficient uses of energy. They make up less than 3% of our grid versus 32% for nuclear. L'Oreal, the makeup company.
Oh, my gosh.
The Oak Foundation. Which goes and they sue companies for on behalf of climate change efforts. You have the Open Society Foundation, which is backed predominantly by George Soros and founded by George Soros. And then you have funders, which are not major funders, but they're funders. American Express, you could understand moving towards a digital currency, why they might be involved.
Yep.
Google, this is all about surveillance. Why would they not want to be involved in the new oil, which is information and our data? The Clinton Foundation. I don't know if you've heard about them.
Are you? That's where it all started. I watched the Clinton Chronicles when I was 16 years old, a week after I gave my life to the Lord, and an old guy at church gave me that video. And I'm telling you, the corruption. Yes.
You have the company. Their name is GIZ, G-I-Z. And they're a private military contracting company that backs up a lot of these transitions to found democracies in these other countries. And so you have a lot of different companies that are funding this, but ultimately what they're doing is they're trying to move business ownership and home ownership away from the individual to the corporation, to the massive multinational corporation like the Blackstones, the Blackrocks, the Vanguard, State
Street.
And they want to own our homes. They want to own our businesses. They want to own our energy infrastructure. And they want to own our farms. And so if you look at all of this stuff, you can actually see the way that this is taking place right now. Just taking California as a sample, if you want to dive into that.
Yes, let's dive into that sample. I know we've been talking on the program now for a while that Bill Gates is buying up and China buying a bunch of our farmland. And I don't want to go on a tangent, but people are asking me, do you think an EMP blast is going to happen? From what I saw, if they did an EMP blast on our country, that soil would not be usable for a couple hundred years. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but they're buying up a lot of our farmland. Obviously, you got thoughts on that. I think they're going to massively have a food shortage. Go ahead and tell me what you're thinking. It's all designed.
In order to control our food. And
yes.
So the thing is Bill Gates owns over 300,000 acres of United States farmland.
Horrific.
Canada owns the most farmland. They're the biggest foreign owner of farmland, followed by China. And the big thing with China that they are buying up farmland outside of military bases and along the border. And they're trafficking so much fentanyl into the United States that they could kill our population, 25, 30 times over. And why are they tracking so much of that into the United States? And a big part of that is, setting up a potential for a biological and chemical attack on the United States. We're already losing over 100,000 people a year. It is the number one cause of death for men 18 to 45. And so we're already at war and people don't realize it. But, we don't have to talk about biological and chemical weapons for people to understand that they're taking over their businesses and their farms with the franchise model, which is designed to bleed money out of a community, resources out of a community. And what do they do when they conquer and they colonize an area? They take over the education, the healthcare, the natural resources, the oil, the water, et cetera. So what are they doing
so
in California right now?
Yes.
With this design? They want to reduce CO2 access, right? So, and if you look to Europe, and we'll get to this in a minute, that's a big part of their plan is to reduce vehicle ownership. And I've got numbers for that as well. But so they want to reduce vehicle access. They want to eliminate gas stoves. And why do they want to eliminate gas stoves? Well, we found 500 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. And if we tap into that, that's cheap energy for the American people. We could sell energy. They want to do away with the internal combustion engine, not just for cars, but for, you know, tractors and, you know, tools. I don't know if you've been on a farm recently, but there's not a lot of extension cords running around everywhere. And then, of course, they place the burden of the of energy not on the government where it should be, because we're paying over 50% of our wages to taxes, right?
Yes.
But they place it on the consumer as a way to further siphon our wealth through things like solar. You know, they keep pushing solar, and solar is inefficient. Solar and wind make up less than 3% of our energy grid, while nuclear energy makes up over 32% of our energy grid here in California. And that's after shutting down the San Onofre nuclear plant in 2013. And now they're scheduled to shut down the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant at the end of 2025.
This
it's actually
is
taking the federal government to step in and try to put a stop to that.
This is so alarming. And I said this earlier, we're going to be going to your website again at the end of the episode here. But if you go to davidserpaforcongress.com, check out this website. There's no way that you should not be running for president. I would vote for you. I'm not kidding. From what you just explained, there's you've got a lot of goods in your brain that we need to know about. All right, more from David after this short word from our sponsors. Support our sponsors. They help us get fantastic guests like David fighting for the right cause, a godly cause, to help save America and beyond. Support them. We'll be back more with David and his fantastic book right after this.
You've probably noticed how the online world, especially on social media, has taken a negative turn. It's hard to ignore the constant bombardment of explicit content and the overwhelming presence of negative influences that can leave us feeling down, depressed, and anxious. We all know the issues: erosion of family values, addiction, and the alarming rise of human trafficking. These are problems that demand our attention. That's where Tubu comes in. Tubu is more than an online platform. We are on a mission to rewrite the script of digital culture, to make a difference, to build a platform that cares about people, family, and communities. Currently, we're creating the largest online community where kindness isn't just an aspiration, but a way of life. We cherish people. We're committed to sound minds and nurturing a compassionate and supportive community. We are dedicated to supporting the next generation, providing a safe, engaging environment for them to grow, learn, and most importantly, have fun. What sets Tubu apart is the value we bring to our members, combining great tech, compelling content, and a healthy community to help you be the best version of yourself. Say goodbye to cluttered feeds, invasive advertising, and unwanted content. Tubu presents you with a neat, easy-to-navigate chronological feed, ensuring your privacy and security are our top priorities. Our daily dose of inspiring, fun, and informative content is designed to uplift, inspire, and entertain. Every moment on Tubu contributes to living your best life. With Tubu, you can create a wholesome and enriching digital experience for yourself and your family, embracing a supportive online community that truly cares. Join us today at Tubu.com and be a part of a community that's making a difference. Together, we can build a brighter future for all. Tubu, connecting people, families, and communities.
David, thank you for running for Congress. You're fantastic. Everybody out there, get his book. Get a copy or several boxes of David's book, Common Sense for California, A Guide to the New Revolution. Let me just point out the phrase that had me laughing in the show notes. Common Sense for California.
I don't want people to not know who they're electing. And
yes,
that's what happens with a lot of people, is we send them, they have nothing to say, they're empty heads, and so they're easily manipulated. And so, you know, our front lines are grassroots. Militarily, we're very strong, but monetarily, we're lacking. Anything helps. So if you could make a donation at my website at davidserpaforcongress.com, I would really, really appreciate it. Because a lot of people are talking about turning California red, but you can't do that until you start flipping districts and flipping cities and get to work in the trenches.
Thank you for your dedication, for your honesty, for your realness. It makes me want to easily say, you've got my vote. Everybody out there, watch all four episodes on Smart Cities. You'll be blown away. Keep at it, buddy. I'm watching you. Remember what Grandma said, garbage in equals garbage out. Let's keep the garbage out in 2024 and put quality TV shows, movies, social media that is biblically based in our kids' brains. The Counterculture Mom app is loaded with these godly options. Want to figure out how to monitor your kids' activities online, seeing they got new tech gadgets for Christmas? Let our team of 20 do the work for you. We have many different easy-to-navigate sections on our app. However, The most popular is the Pop Culture Alerts. Get timely pop culture alerts through our push notifications with the Counterculture Mom app. These daily notifications keep you updated about cultural issues that are trending, and many of which are dangerous for our kids to see. However, we pump out a ton of positive pop culture alerts so you have great entertainment options right at your fingertips. You can download the Counterculture Mom app at the Google Play or iTunes store and get our notifications right on your phone. Read the short alerts, apply your advice, and in turn, your children will know how to make their own wise media choices and develop a healthy worldview as a result. Win-win, people. The app is $5 a month, or we're doing a deal now for the entire year for $50. That funding helps us push out more alerts each week with our team of six just on the app and produce this show every single week. Don't forget to say yes to receiving those push notifications when you download the app. Happy navigating, people.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.